So we're talking with Nicole Catania, who is one of the members of the Sunrise Movement, who've been very active on the issue of climate change, trying to speed up the transition to 100% clean energy, stop fossil fuel emissions, and got a little attention in the last couple of weeks because of their work in protesting at Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's office, likely to be the new speaker of the House, and also this week did some additional actions. But Nicole, why don't you just start off by giving people a general introduction as to what is the Sunrise Movement and how did it, you know, get started?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me. So Sunrise is a movement of young people fighting to stop climate change, all while creating good jobs in the process. It got started because young people around the country started recognizing that our leadership wasn't taking a bold enough stance on climate change. So we decided to take action ourselves and protect our own futures.
Now, what prompted you to go to Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's office? I understand at some point Congresswoman-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also joined you.
Yeah, so after the election, Democrats took the House, which was a great win. Young voters turned out in record numbers. And so we went to Congressman Pelosi's office in D.C., Congresswoman, sorry, in D.C., to demand now with this new power that Democrats work to take action, take bold action against the climate crisis. And Ocasio came in and joined us and put forth a proposal for a select committee on a Green New Deal. And we are working all across the country to get our representatives to support Ocasio's proposal.
Now, what's your vision, you know, of a Green New Deal? Because various groups over, you know, the last decade have put forth various proposals. You know, what do you or the Sunrise Movement view as what a Green New Deal would be?
Yeah, so basically, a Green New Deal would be a sweeping overhaul of the economy away from fossil fuel and toward 100% clean energy that centers equity in its solutions. And the resolution that Ocasio has proposed has an outline of so many of like a variety of goals to accomplish that.
Well, one of the goals is, I guess, the proposal is to give a select committee the opportunity to have about 2 years to put together a plan. And then the idea is this plan would, within a 10-year period of time, try to, you know, to hit those goals, particularly 100% clean energy, no carbon emissions. Now, that's quite a bit faster than, you know, some of the more mainstream environmental groups have pushing. You know, what has sort of accelerated that, you know, that timeline, and has in particular, I guess, did the new intergovernmental panel on climate change, new report saying we got, you know, 12 years for dramatic action. Did that in any way change the timetable?
Absolutely. Definitely. So, as you said, we were given 12 years to transform our economy and basically protect human civilization as we know it. So to have this proposal implemented over the next 10 years is crucial. We don't have time to not take this bold action.
Now, I did see from some of your, you know, media releases, social media, at least last time I looked, you had about a dozen or so legislators who had congresspeople who had signed on to this proposal. I do know that, you know, there was a similar act, the Off Fossil Fuels Act, that the Food and Water Watch put out that was 100% by, I believe, 2035, primarily for electricity, maybe for transportation. But they had gotten, I think, pretty much every Democratic Congress member of New York State to sign on, other than Congressman Pierre Paul Tonko. You know, have you, you know, I don't know, connected with groups like Food and Water Watch and trying to, I don't know, hook up, connect?
Yeah, certainly. So far, about 13 House Dems have signed on to Ocasio's proposal. We know folks at Food and Water Watch. We are aware of the Off Fossil Fuels Act. I am not a person with Sunrise who makes the decisions about what our strategy is, and so I'm afraid I can't quite answer that.
Maybe you could explain to people, who are some of the, average persons, who do get involved with the Sunrise Movement. You seem to be largely describe yourself as young people. And maybe even you personally, what attracted you to the Sunrise Movement?
Yeah. So I am an average person. I'm a volunteer with Sunrise. I started volunteering about a year ago, and it was my hometown in Florida was hit by Hurricane Irma. And it was the first time that my hometown was given evacuation orders. It was the first time that I saw that hurricanes are more than just natural disasters. And I was introduced to Sunrise, and I was so moved by these young people, these very, very normal young people, but also extraordinary, stepping up and fighting for our own futures. And yeah, young average people can be so powerful, as we've done, as we've been in the past week, and anyone can join.
Okay. So, and how, if somebody's listening and they're interested, how can they join? If they want to start their own, I don't know if there's a Sunrise Movement group here in the Capital District, but how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So anyone can visit sunrisemovement.org, and there are maps showing chapters of Sunrise around the country. The main one in New York right now is located in the city. However, anyone is able to start their own hub. And if you reach out to someone on the website, it'll list who to reach out to. There are emails. And if you want to start a hub, you can reach out to somebody there and someone will coach you through it. And yeah.
Now, getting a dozen or so Congress members to, support a bill is a, good, positive first step, but that's not a majority yet. And of course, you got a little problem with the Senate and who's that guy's president. What's your plan of action, moving forward? How do you build support for your proposals?
We're going to keep reaching out to representatives. We're going to put the pressure on our representatives to do this. We recognize that this isn't entirely possible with our president and with our Senate at the moment, but we are pushing so that in 2020, hopefully it will be possible and we will be able to take action the way we need.
Now, I may not have the name of the group right, but there was also some recent new actions taking place, particularly in London, closing down, I think, 5 of the big bridges there. Maybe Extinction Rebellion, but are you, hooking up, connecting with, other efforts, in the United States, outside the United States, or is Sunrise Movement an international effort?
At the moment, Sunrise Movement is not an international effort. I'm not sure if we've connected with those who took action in London, but I think that is something super interesting and exciting to look into.
Okay. Now, you did do this, I think it was maybe even Tuesday of this week, had a lot of different groups across the country or local chapters, did meet or try to influence their local legislators. Do you have another, next step plan of action?
Yes. So yesterday, Tuesday, was our day of action, our Green New Deal day of action, where people with Sunrise across the country, people not with Sunrise across the country, went to their representative's office and delivered letters asking them to support Ocasio's proposal for a select committee on the Green New Deal. There were over 100 actions planned. It was really moving. So our next step is we have a mass call next Tuesday on the 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to plug people in and give them next steps on what to do and how to put pressure on our representatives to do this.
We've been talking with Nicole Catania, who is with the Sunrise Movement. Nicole, we're actually out of time. Can you just give your website again for people who might want more information?
Sunrisemovement.org.
Pretty easy. Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC Radio.